Good Friday and welcome back to the program after a week off. Hope everyone had a good and safe 4th of July break, holiday, whatever you have. Been a number of headlines this week as we move closer to football season, now 55 days away from the first college football game of the year. Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports broke another major story, this one not relating to the Buckeyes of Ohio State. Instead, it's relating to one of the teams that played in the national championship game. Relax, Auburn fans. It's actually Oregon this time. Although many think Auburn may have a story coming down the pipe. But no, this one does not say anything about Cam Newton. In fact, it's about Willie Lyles. He owns a scouting company. Many thought he was an unscrupulous runner, though, when a story came out earlier this year about him and the recruitment of Lake Seastrunk, who ended up going to Oregon. Well, this story that was reported by Yahoo Sports detailed his relationship with Chip Kelly, and it also painted the picture that Chip Kelly used his influence on recruits to Oregon's advantage. Not a good story there if you're an Oregon fan, and it definitely could have implications, major implications for Chip Kelly. I'm joined now, as always, by my partner David Sears, who I'm sure has some thoughts on the story.
It is quite amazing, the dirtiness that is in the Oregon program, apparently under Chip Kelly, and that the fact that we may even have the first ever BCS title game where neither team actually made the game, and it's supposed to wipe out.
You might
history.
Be jumping the gun a little bit there. Don't.
I'm just saying it's possible. There is a possibility.
It's possible.
But it's pretty impressive, actually. It's just showed the dirtiness. I thought Andy Staples did a brilliant article breaking down how to cheat and not get caught by the NCAA. And
I thought that was interesting, too. I think the title of it was...
It was pretty much geared at Oregon and showing all the mistakes they made. So, wow.
Mistakes. I don't think it was talking about mistakes as in breaking the rules. It's saying if you're going to break the rules, at least know what you're doing. Pay cash, pay cash, pay cash, so to speak, was I think the title of the article. Wasn't it Cheating for Dummies, like the For Dummies books you find in the bookstores?
Yep, I would believe that was it. It's so unbelievable the stupidity that people have when they cheat. They think they'll never get caught, and they're sloppy. If you're going to cheat, you need to be smart about it. You need to do cash, and you funnel the money through various nonprofit organizations, maybe a nondescript church that you can have it just show up as part of your collection and have it as cash in the collection. I mean,
are you insinuating anything about any pastors from Georgia?
I'm just saying that if I were to get a player and promise payment, I would somehow do it through cash and not leave a paper trail and maybe funnel it through a church. Offering plate. That's just me. That's not how I would do it.
Well, apparently Oregon didn't get that memo, but it's too bad Andy Staples' column wasn't forwarded to them before they decided that Willie Lyles would be paid with a check.
First off, you don't pay with a check, you pay with cash. Second off, you keep them happy, because until you can get to the point where, hey, we've given you all this money and then we can turn this over to the IRS if you talk rat on us, until you get to that point, you just keep them happy. And then when they start to become a pain, you threaten to expose them to the IRS if they expose you. And that was a really brilliant part and brilliant mention by Andy Staples in his article. And it's so true that there are so many steps that can be taken to build the barrier between you and plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, look at Butch Davis right now. The reason he's not in trouble is because he had so many layers of insulation between him and the associate head coach that he was able to say, and do I believe him? No, not at all.
I think you're absolutely right, and a good job by Charles Robinson and Dan Wetzel once again breaking another bombshell story. And I said it didn't have anything to do with Cam Newton or anybody with the last name of Newton, and that's true. However, there was some news, a couple of stories relating to Mr. Newton this past week. One of them involved his father, Cecil, who gave an interview to the Charlotte Observer, which, of course, is the paper that covers the Carolina Panthers. up there. And this was more about his, mostly about his involvement with Cam Newton since Cam has been a part of the Panthers organization. But there were a couple of questions in there that were interesting. One was about his time at Auburn, and he asked him point blank, did you solicit money from Auburn? Now, this is not Mississippi State. To this point, we've only established that Cecil Newton solicited money from Mississippi State and not Auburn. Cecil Newton responded to the question of whether or not he solicited money to Auburn by saying, according to what the NCAA's findings are, that's what we are going with. I wouldn't say that's a blatant denial.
That is not a blatant denial, and it is just so telling. And he also admits the investigation is still ongoing, as far as he knows, and he's just sitting there telling us that it's probably not over yet. And he's probably going to do something. I think he's an idiot. I really think he won't be able to keep his mouth shut. I mean, if he was really smart, he would never talk to the press ever in the history of the world again.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Until the statute of limitations has ended. So,
well, yeah, I think you're right. And another story on along the Cam Newton line, SEC Male Athlete of the Year is chosen by the SEC Athletic Directors each year. And, of course, they would go with the national champion, best player, on the best team and the national championship winning football team, Heisman Trophy winner, right? Wrong.
Yep.
They went from an All-American tennis player from Tennessee. The athletic directors snubbed Cam Newton of that award.
What? That's totally new information. I mean, there's no way they'd be trying to send a message about cheating or anything towards Auburn.
Or indicating that. Well, you can draw your own conclusions. Tennessee has reinstated junior safety Jansen Jackson for the 2011 season. That's big for the Vols. I think he's a big presence back there on a depleted defense. What do you think?
It'll be interesting. We'll see how long the leash he has to screw up. supposedly there is a disciplinarian of the head coach. I mean, we really haven't seen anything happened that way yet, but we'll see what happens. I think it's got an interesting thing to watch and see. I really think that if they could just somehow get a decent defense, that team can be a surprise in the SEC East. I already have them upsetting Bama. I think they could do a lot better.
No,
than
I
just upset Bama.
I agree. I have them going 7-5. I think they'll win enough games to. And my upset is not against Alabama. I think they beat. I think Alabama's on the road. It's going to be tough to win that one. But I like them to beat or have a chance to beat LSU at home. Remember, last year, with a slightly less talented team, they almost beat LSU in Baton Rouge, and had it not been for the last-second time fiasco, they would have done that. So I like Tennessee to get somebody they're not supposed to this year. Okay, the other day, and that would be Wednesday, it was officially reported, although it was rumored Tuesday night, that Alabama suffered a big blow in the offensive backfield. D. Hart, who is a freshman running back, highly touted player, MVP of the U.S. Army All-Star Game, I believe, has torn his ACL and is expected to miss 7 to 10 months. Nick Saban said yesterday about the injury that his status for the season would be determined at a later date, but now, if he's torn his ACL, it's probably very unlikely that he will play this season. Big blow for the Crimson Tide.
He was supposed to be the lightning to the thunder of Trent Richardson. He showed some shiftiness in the backfield. He had a great run for a touchdown. I think it was a winning touchdown for White in the A-Day game. I really think that will be missed because he's kind of the Ontario McCaleb type for Alabama. You don't really expect him to run well between the tackles, but you do expect him to just get around the corner and just go yard, basically. So will it be a big blow? Yes. Will he get a medical redshirt? Yes. Will he probably end up only staying 2 years because he'll realize, hey, I'm a good running back and I can make a lot of money in the NFL as a scat back? I don't know. It depends on what he does at Bama, but the hype is there. We'll see if the hype actually, if he actually lives up to the hype. I hope he does. I think he will. He seems like he's got all the tools. My my biggest concern, though, is how will he bounce back from that ACL injury. Willis McGahee tore it in one of the most gruesome knee injuries ever recorded in the 2003 National Championship game, and he's had a seven-year NFL career. He missed most of the 04 season at the rehab, but he was still drafted by Buffalo, and he's done very well with the Ravens after he finished his time at Buffalo. So I think he has potential to recover. The surgeries nowadays are great. The treatments and everything will allow him to get better quicker. But I think we will see Bart make a bigger impact. We'll definitely be able to gauge his recovery come A-Day 2012.
Yeah, obviously we can't get into Nick Saban's head, and nobody can when it comes to depth charts, and he's very particular about when and how limited those can be. But now that DeHart is removed from the depth at offense at the running back position, every Alabama fan, I'm sure, wants to know what is going to be the four deep at running back. I mean, you have Trent Richardson, who's obviously the starter, Eddie Lacy, who's I'm sure going to be the backup unless something dramatic happens, and then you have a couple of other guys back there who are also vying for that position. What do you think right now?
I think it's wide open. I mean, we're pretty much guaranteed that Trent Richardson and Eddie Lacy are going to be 1-2. Will Callaway step in? He's still having some high school issues right now, having to pass one more class so he can hopefully be back in time for August camp. Who was the redshirted back last year? Skips my mind.
Well, Justin Fowler played. I don't know if he could move up to that third spot, but
He does have potential to be there. I think he'll be able to do something. I think he had a decent A-Day. I'm trying to pull up the stats real quick on the on A-Day. And I wonder
if those transfers of Demetrius Goode and Corey Grant may come back to affect the Crimson Tide.
Well,
at this point, I mean, you're losing running backs at a rapid pace.
You are. It's interesting. I mean, you always think you're so deep when you're not actually there, apparently. And, I mean, Alabama has had a history of a stable of running backs, but sadly, it's just not what it used to be. But I think if there's a coach that can overcome this problem, I definitely agree and think it's a Nick Saban.
Well, and Burton Burns. I think Burton Burns may be the premier running back coach in the SEC. I really think he does a wonderful job.
I mean, he made Coffey a second-round pick. Ingram was a first-round pick and Heisman winner. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Kevin Norwood.
Yeah. Forgot about him.
To possibly step in. That's who I was thinking about. I don't remember if he was redshirted or not. No, he is listed as a sophomore, so he was not redshirted. But Kevin Norwood, he's a wide receiver, kind of got a big body. They may try to move him to the backfield. You've also got Ben Howell that could possibly step in there and do something. And you've got some players back there. They're just unproven, which is a lot of the offensive side of the ball this year. You've got a lot of people that no one's really sure what will they do. Will the quarterback be able to step in there and just lead this team to glory? There will be a ton of pressure placed on the defense, and supposedly was going to be the strong point for Alabama this year anyways, but I think even more so, if they can't establish a running game like they had in 09, then they'll be in trouble. Last year we felt the lack of a running game and how it affected Alabama. They couldn't just grind it out in the second half against Auburn when they to run out the clock and actually be productive and not just run clock. I mean, in 2009, if you gave Alabama the ball with 5 minutes, you knew that they'd find a way to get Ingram and Richardson, and they just nickel and dime you down the field with their 5 and 6 yard carries. And we didn't see that last year from Alabama, and that's a big concern for the fan base. Trent Richardson definitely showed he's going to be a threat, because to go back to 8-8 that. 8-8 that, he had 49 yards rushing, 85 receiving, and 33 yards for kicks. Mm-hmm. So he's got potential to be a huge offensive powerhouse. So we'll see what happens. I hope everything works out well.
Yeah.
I really, as a Bama fan, would like to see him do that. And you never know with the freshmen coming in what will happen. We've seen impact freshmen. We saw Mark Ingram in 08, Richardson in 09. And last year, South Carolina, Lattimore just stepped up. Dyer stepped up for Auburn last year. So mm-hmm. impact freshman running backs is nothing new to the SEC. So I definitely think there's potential there. There's just the whole academic side that Alabama fans are waiting to see what happens.
That's exactly right. And I think it will be a big year for the defense. I think you make a good point. The defense has to step up now. It's a little bit more pressure placed on them, and the running backs, I think, have to stay healthy. Now, the quarterback, you got a battle. We'll see what happens with that. I think the best player will come out of it, no doubt. But running backs, Trent Richardson, Eddie Lacy, have to stay healthy, because if they go down, then all of a sudden you have major problems at that position. But I think overall, the defense is where the pressure. I hate to use that word pressure, but that's just the truth. It's where Alabama's going to lean this year. Is going to be on the defense. Well, David, another good broadcast in the books. Hope you have a nice weekend.
Oh, thank you very much, Bonnie. I hope you have a great weekend as well.
Yeah, it should be a good one, and we will be back next week to talk about what else, but more college football subjects. We'll see what kind of bombshells Yahoo Sports can lay on us during the weekend. We'll be back next week, and SEC Media Days is in 2 weeks, so that'll be fun. So a lot going on. Everyone have a nice weekend.